A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Free Table Gamers. I'm your host Colin, here with Ashton.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Alright, got a couple left over from last week and a couple for this week, so let's go ahead and get into it. Nintendo Indie Showcase Recap.
Nintendo has had an informative 2024 so far, and the following Direct and Pokemon Presents live streams, the company is shining a spotlight on upcoming indie games for the Switch console. And I'll just go through the names. I'm not going to explain everything. We got Little Kitty Big City.
Oh, yeah.
Yars Rising. Refined Self, the personality game. Sticky Business. Anton Blast, Valley Peaks, Laurel and the Laser Eyes. We got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Splintered Fate, Europa, Cat Quest 3, Stitch, Bzzz. Skims, Chim, whatever, I don't know how to say that. Animal Well, and Duck Detective, the secret Salami. Yeah, Salami. Obviously the one that stands out to me would be the Ninja Turtle game, Splintered Fate. I believe it was a mobile game, and then they was porting it over to the Switch as well.
Yeah, I think there's two more. There was another Crab's Treasure and Steam World Heist 2.
Okay.
But yeah, I didn't have time to sit down and watch the videos this time around.
Yeah, I did.
TMNT, Splintered Fate. I love the wordplay on it because obviously Splinter.
Right.
But other than that, it's going to be, I believe, a 2D platformer style.
Yeah. Kind of looked like it. Maybe. It kind of looked like maybe a 2D platformer, but like a top-down perspective, more top-down.
Down perspective. Not a beat-em-up like the old TMNT games used to be.
No. Not quite. A little different.
In a technical sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alright. And the personality test. I'm kind of scared to see that game.
Some weird named ones, that's for sure.
I guess you can get away with it if you're, you know, making your own game.
Yeah.
Like Duck Detective and the Secret Salami.
Yeah, that makes no sense, but whatever.
Or not being the, it's just the Secret Salami.
The Secret Salami, yeah.
Another Craft Treasure makes sense. Little Kitty Big City.
Little Kitty Big City.
Watch out, Baldur's Gate 3. It's coming for your title. Although you don't have another game coming out this year, but still.
And then another one's just called Bzzz.
Bzzz. Guess that is going to be a B game.
I assume.
I would assume so.
Which it not even have anything to do with bees or any type of bug or anything. It's just what it's called.
I don't want to assume Stitch isn't about the Disney
Waylo
character.
And Stitch. When I read that, that's what I thought. But then it's like, yeah, probably not.
Definitely not. If so, Disney is probably going to come after him.
Yeah, I'd say definitely, for sure.
Because I definitely don't think Disney's going to make an indie game.
No.
All right. On to the next one. Fallout sales jump heavily in the UK.
Yep. Sales of Fallout games have shot up across Europe, with Fallout 4 reclaiming the number one spot. The 2015 game sales rose over 7,500% week on week across Europe. This is GSD data that tracks digital game sales across all European markets and physical sales across all major European countries, including UK, France, Germany, Italy, and Spain. This is due to some heavy discounting on games in the Fallout franchise across all platforms. It's all designed to tie in with the Fallout TV show, which has proven to be a smash hit on Amazon Prime. The majority of Fallout 4 sales this week were on PC, representing 69% of all sales, with the rest on PlayStation and Xbox. However, it's worth noting that the game is freely available to subscribers of Xbox Game Pass and PlayStation Plus Extra, and that data is not included. It's also available to Amazon Luna users. Meanwhile, Fallout 76 comes in at number 8, with 85% of sales on PC. Fallout New Vegas is at the number 9, and Fallout 3 makes number 10. Further down the charts, the Fallout Classic Collection is up to number 43, Fallout 2 is at number 57, and Fallout makes number 70. With continued popularity of the Fallout TV series this week, expect the games to hang around a while to come.
Yeah. And they passed up games that was like Helldivers 2 and, you know, EA's Football Coach 2020 or 24 and then GTA 5.
Yep.
It's still weird that GTA 5 is still getting a crap ton of sales.
Yeah.
Of course, I guess I can say the same thing about the Fallout games now, though, too.
That's true.
Like, man, they make a little bit more sense because, like you said, the TV series.
Yeah. So have you watched it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we started. We finished the second season of Halo, so it was like, we want to watch something else, and then it's like, stick with video games and go with Fallout. So we watched the first three episodes. And it's pretty good so far.
Yeah, it's pretty good all the way through all 8 episodes.
Yeah,
it's definitely a combination, I guess I could say, of the different titles from what I've seen. It seems like it's mainly based out of Fallout 4 from my understanding of it. Yeah, not really the biggest Fallout person. I played a little bit of 4. It was the first game I played out of the Fallout series. Then I played, you know, some of Fallout 76, but, you know, I'm with that group of people that played Fallout 76 when it first came out, so, you know, it was plagued with bugs, there was no NPCs and everything else. So I got to, like, a level 13, 14, got my, you know, power armor, and I haven't touched it since. Granted, you know, I guess in 2020 they decided to release, you know, all that extra stuff, and then there's actual NPCs in the game now and everything else. So I guess it technically is worth going back to. People say, you know, they say there's two types of Fallout 76 players, the people who played at the beginning and the people who are tearing it up now because it's actually good now.
Right.
Which, you know, it's taken them 6 years to, almost 6 years to, you know, at
make
this
it worth
point.
Playing.
To make it worth playing. I guess technically they, after 2 years, they made it worth playing.
Yeah.
But still, I didn't. It wasn't very playable right out the gate. And, you know, initially I anticipated you, me, Colby, and Cole all getting it running together. Then, you know, I was the only one that wound up getting it. Then I think Colby got it, like, later on. Then you and Cole never did get it. I'm like, well, there ain't no sense in me playing it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, me and Colby, we was basically on the same profile anyways.
Right.
He always loved, you know, loved using my profile instead of his own profile.
Yeah, for some reason.
But, yeah, it's definitely nice, like, especially watching the TV series, like, oh, okay, I know what this is about, I know what this is about, all this is something new to me. Like, I had to look up what an enemy or two was in the game, because I was like, I knew this is in the game, I just don't know what it's called. Like, this whole entire time I'm waiting for a Deathclaw to show up, and I'm just like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
well, I'm gonna tell you what I'm up at.
I'm not really that big into the Fallout games. I haven't played them all a lot, but the TV show is pretty good. So for somebody that's not played many of the games, it's worth watching if you haven't watched it.
But like I said, we've said it time and time again on here. We're not RPG players,
right?
Even though it's an action RPG, and I mean, loosely, I guess I could technically compare it to Pal World in this sense, technically, at the same time, because I was going to say, like, Tears of the Kingdom or something like that, but you don't get encumbered on, you know, Tears of the Kingdom.
Right.
But Pal World, you would, per se. So, I guess, technically, it would fall in the same category as that situation, even though Fallout's been out way longer than Pal World has.
Yeah.
But that's just what I can compare it to in, you know, most recent terms. Is because you can get encumbered, you know, you build your own base, all that other fun stuff, and I guess technically Fallout, especially Fallout 4, would have more NPCs than what Power World even does.
Yeah. And
because I believe you, like, make your settlement and stuff pretty early in that game.
They came out with a series for Ark, too. It's a cartoon, though, but seeing it, I was like, that might be interesting.
I haven't seen that yet.
I think it's either on Amazon Prime or Paramount. I can't remember which one.
Of course, I haven't played an Ark game yet either, so.
Yeah. So I played
it for about 10 minutes one time.
I played Ark, but I'd rather play Power World, but Ark's fun too.
Yeah, but it's definitely good, but the game's getting love after, well, especially like Fallout 4 and everything else being a top one on that list. Which all the sales went up for all the everything except for 1 and 2, basically. Which those are older PC titles.
Yeah.
And I believe 1 and 2 was before Bethesda took over.
I'm not sure who made them before then, but probably, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Bethesda. Bethesda took over, I believe, after, like, the start of 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was weird too at first, and I was like, wait, no, they haven't. I was listening to, I believe, another gaming podcast, and they had actually mentioned it. I was like, oh, okay, that's different. I was like, that's why you guys are decent, I guess, and we're terrible.
That's right. They know more than we do.
Yeah.
You like still you listen to us over them, though.
I would throw their names out, but I don't even remember who it was. I listened to a few of them, so it's not like I just can remember off the top of my head. If it comes to me, I'll mention it.
Yeah, I'm sure they're bigger than us anyway.
Well, that way that I don't get crucified over being wrong, they do.
That's right.
All right. PC Game Pass adds most wishlisted Steam games or titles.
Says Manor Lords is now available via PC Game Pass and Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. The much anticipated City Builder became Steam's most wishlisted game in the run-up to its early access launch. Manor Lords mixes real-time battles with realistic and historically accurate fiefdom management. The Game Pass Ultimate has added Manor Lords to its thriving content library. This is the fifth day one release on Microsoft's subscription service in April 2024, as well as the 56th title to reach Xbox Game Pass Ultimate since the turn of the year. Developed by Polish studio Slavic Magic, Manor Lords is a feature-packed strategy game that tests players with growing and developing medieval fiefs. While largely envisioned as a city builder, it also incorporates real-time tactical battles into its gameplay loop. Its micromanagement elements emphasize historical accuracy and realism, offering features like a burgage plot system, half a dozen forms of 14th century taxation, and environmental effects of civilization expansion. Nothing like some nice taxation in your games.
Yeah. Well, 14th century, that's when the bubonic plague was kicking off, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So basically a realistic civilization game, what it sounds like? Or yeah. Sims combo with it?
I guess. Like, kind of like Sim City, but more realistic? I don't know.
Historically accurate anyways, I guess. I mean, I guess it sounds like you're going from the beginning of time and like working your way up to at least the 14th century. Or you're just staying in the 14th century. Don't know how they can technically be historically accurate with it.
I don't know. I mean, it might be a fun game, but to me, it just seems like they make a game out of pretty much anything these days.
Yeah.
Whether it sounds fun or not, they're like, I bet we can make a game out of that.
Yeah. Or the concept anyways.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. Let's do 14th century taxes.
Fun.
Yeah. Teach you more than what high school does.
Yeah, probably.
And I believe later on this year, another day one thing that's supposed to be coming out, this kind of goes along with it, is Hollywood Knights getting a sequel.
Silk Song, yep.
And yeah. It's going to be a day one release on Game Pass whenever it comes out too.
Yeah, people were upset that it wasn't at the Indie Direct, but it wasn't.
As big as Hollow Knight was, would they technically even be considered indie anymore?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I guess since it's not like a huge, huge developer, maybe, but
I mean, I guess in the business world, would it just be them considered still being a small business, per se?
Yeah, I think that still considers it an indie game, even though Hollow Knight was definitely a huge success.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying how successful it was, I wouldn't even, I wouldn't think personally that it was a indie game.
Yeah.
Any sequels to it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where they draw the line there, but I just seen online people were upset that it wasn't at the Indie Direct.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it does make sense, especially, 2017 is when Hollow Knight came out?
I think so. It's been a minute.
I remember the hype behind it then and how good it was.
I've played a little bit of it. It is fun. And I've seen more people stream it than I've played it myself, but it's fun to play.
What is it a resemblance of, like, style game? What you compare it to, I guess I should say.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a 2D platformer, so I don't know if you played any of the Ori games, like Ori Will of the Wisps or Ori Blind Forest. I'd compare it to those.
Gotcha. No, I can't say I've played either one, and I think the closest I ever came to playing Hollow Knight, I'd seen it on like a game preview thing, and I just looked at the pictures of it. I didn't ever try to download it.
Well, those Ori games, Ori and the Blind Forest is the first one. Ori and the Will of the Wisps is the second one. They're both made by Microsoft Studios, and they're both on Game Pass. But that's what I compare Hollow Knight to the most. But Hollow Knight's definitely its own thing, obviously. I mean, most games are, but...
Yeah. Right. So, the Switch 2 is rumored to get magnetic Joy-Cons upon release.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. It says, according to a new report from Spanish outlet Vandal, the upcoming Switch successor, dubbed the Switch 2, will ditch the rail system for the current Joy-Con controllers and replace it with a magnetic setup. As such, whether the current Joy-Con controllers will actually work with the new system is unknown, as it's reported that the new console will be bigger than the current models. But it's also claimed that the Switch Pro controller will work just fine. Vandal claims to have received this information from numerous accessory manufacturers who have reportedly seen and touched the new console from Nintendo. While we'd still recommend taking this with a grain of salt, it should also be noted that the same site had correctly reported on features that would be included with the Switch OLED based on tips from accessory manufacturers, including a new kickstand and an Ethernet port. That's all I'm worried. But magnetic Joy-Cons, that sounds cool, but at the same time, how well would that stay on without the rail?
I'm thinking it would help prevent the drift more, though, until your magnet ran out, I guess I should say, in reality.
Yeah.
Because magnets do wear down over time, too.
Right. But the magnet, I mean, they'd have to have... I mean, instead of sliding it in with the rail like it does now, maybe the magnet has a clip or something that you put it in kind of like crooked sideways. And then once you flip it, you know, even, that's when it magnetically connects. Because if you think you just hook them to the sides magnetically, those will come off when you're holding it.
Yeah.
You would think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it'd have to be a pretty strong magnet for it not to.
Yeah. And the fact that it's going to be internal, and if it manages to get off just a little bit, because, you know, there's different types of flicks that different people do that would, you know, wear down quicker than other gaming setups.
Yeah.
But how much money Nintendo spent to fix the Joy-Con drift, they could, you know, it makes sense to try something different but keep the same design.
What they should do is just start out with Hall Effect joysticks and they don't have to worry about stick drift. Those are more expensive, but at the same time, that uses magnets, so it might interfere with the joysticks there, make them drift. Even make Hall Effect ones drift because it's magnetic pull. So I don't know, they'll figure it out.
And personally, I think just because Joy-Cons can be Bluetoothed, I think that they should be able to work with the Switch 2, the like current one that you would have, especially if the Pro Controller is going to be able to switch over to it, because yet again, it's Bluetooth.
Right, you would think. And I mean, they've done that with the GameCube to the Wii. You could plug your GameCube controllers into the Wii. And then they done that with the Wii to Wii U, you could use your Wii remotes on the Wii U, so it's not... I mean, it's definitely possible that they could make them backward compatible.
It's not unheard of.
Right, and there's so many different colors, and people just sometimes buy them just to collect them, all the different colors, so it makes sense for them to just make them backward compatible so people didn't waste a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Because they're $80 for two of them stupid things.
Yeah, but you think that if the console's going to be anywhere from about $350 to $500, price point-wise, that they would be able to afford to go with the better option right out the gate and charge more for it.
Yeah, I mean, they probably will. I don't know, but they probably
will. Because, I mean, yeah, it's just a rumor.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, get into this big topic. Microsoft reveals their quarterly earnings after the acquisition of Activision.
Yep. Microsoft's Activision Blizzard acquisition boosted gaming revenue in quarter three. The gaming division saw a 51% revenue increase year over year, profiting $5.45 billion and a majority of the impact from the acquisition. Analysts claim that Microsoft heavily relies on Activision Blizzard for profits, projecting continued growth and success ahead. Microsoft's latest quarterly earnings call with shareholders has revealed that its Activision Blizzard acquisition has bolstered the company's gaming division revenue for quarter three, offsetting a number of otherwise negative returns. The Microsoft Activision Blizzard acquisition has endured a series of legal challenges across several countries, but it would seem the Xbox parent company persistence has more than paid off. A powerhouse in the technology and gaming industries, Microsoft first announced its efforts to acquire Activision Blizzard. We've already been through all this. I'm not going to read it again. Let's see. Microsoft's Xbox gaming division saw a massive 51% increase in revenue year over year. I've already read all this. Why is it on here again? Anyway, 51%. $5.45 billion in profit in quarter three. And they haven't owned them very long. So I'd say they're doing very well. And it was money well spent. They'll make their money back pretty quick. Especially if they can get Call of Duty on Game Pass. That'll bring some more people into Game Pass for sure.
And they had acquired him right there at the start of the third quarter, wasn't it?
Yeah, around that time.
Right before, right after.
So before that, I mean, Microsoft was struggling just to stay even.
Yeah.
And now they're profit 51%.
Yeah, from year over year. So I'm assuming that meant third quarter of last year, it was up 51%.
Yeah, yeah.
Which makes sense because they got, you know, they got the acquisition to go through right before holiday season. And you think just generally how many people buy Call of Duty games for Christmas.
Right.
So I'd say that was a vast majority of the sales. Definitely. Well, when people had actually bought stuff for Blizzard titles, like World of Warcraft and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because you think they would technically get portions of those monthly subscriptions too at that point.
Yeah. And like I said, Call of Duty, the games themselves, Warzone, I mean, people buying skins, buying Call of Duty points all the time. I mean, all that stuff adds up and people buy that stuff all the time. It's like Fortnite, V-Bucks. So.
But basically almost, well, to be 51% better than what you was last year at that time just because you acquired one company.
Yeah.
I think it was definitely worth the big money they paid out for Activision.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I'm happy for Microsoft. I like seeing them get better. But, yeah.
Yeah. Take that, the FTC.
Yeah, Sony.
In the Country Music Awards.
Yeah.
I think we got time for one more. Which one do I go for? Well, you're just talking about Activision Blizzard, so it should be an easy choice. The new MW3 gets Prime Gaming Bundle.
Okay. We found it. Skipped it. There it is. Alright, Amazon Prime members can now claim Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 and Warzone's Electron Energy Bundle for free, which includes a new operator skin and more cosmetic items. The free Electron Energy Bundle is worth $15 and includes a tactical operator skin, weapon blueprint, calling card, emblem, and charm. Available until May 23rd. While Prime Gaming offers Call of Duty freebies, players will soon be able to enjoy the new maps, modes, and zombies, content coming in Season 3 Reloaded. Amazon Prime subscribers can now claim Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 and Warzone's newest Prime Gaming offer. I've already read that. These articles repeat themselves. I don't know why. Prime Gaming's...
You sure it's not operator error?
It's not. It's different text. It's just saying the same thing, though. Pretty much. Prime Gaming's last Call of Duty offer was the Color Blocked bundle that included weapon blueprints and a couple other cosmetic items. However, the bundle's availability just ended on April 25th. Amazon Prime's Call of Duty offers a bit inconsistent in that they sometimes include operator skins while other times they don't. Most users regard operator skins, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So, yeah. There's the Electron Energy Bundle. You get it for free until May 23rd. If you are a Prime member. Yep.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I guess that's pretty cool that Amazon's helping out with it. But, you know, help Microsoft get their money up more.
Yeah.
Well, I guess technically it is free, but if you have Prime, but if not, go ahead and spend your
$15. Yeah. Help Microsoft.
Still insane that they would charge that much for skin. I mean, I guess you get a lot out of it, but still, just for a skin pack.
I mean, look at Fortnite, though. Like, a skin on there is like, sometimes it's like 3,000 V-Bucks.
True.
Just because they can.
It would be about the same amount of stuff that you would get.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's insane to me, the microtransactions. I mean, I count that as a microtransaction because it's going to be able to be grabbed. But it just so happens to be free if you have Prime.
And, I mean, Fortnite isn't guilty of this, but Warzone is. Once they come out with a new Warzone, like Warzone 1, they're already on Warzone 3, most of the stuff gets deleted. Like, I think Warzone 2.0 is carried over to Warzone 3, but Warzone 1, like, it's completely gone. Like, everything you bought, it's gone. Nothing carried over. So all that stuff, all the skins, waste of money. But I guess, I mean, they got a lot of backlash on that, so maybe they learned their lesson. That's why Warzone 2 carried over to Warzone 3, but...
That's definitely greed right there.
Yeah. And that's before Microsoft took over, too. And
yeah,
Warzone 2 to 3 is after Microsoft took over. So maybe they had something to do with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because Activision was definitely seen more greedy before Microsoft took over. Which, they was having trouble with their CEO. And he stepped down after the acquisition and everything. He left the company, so...
I say that was probably bipartisan of them getting bought out, too.
Yeah.
But that is all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you for listening or watching. You can follow us on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Discord. We got merch on Redbubble. I think that's it.
Yeah. I think so.
Episode 87 out.
Yep. All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. Catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 1 pound packages of juicy 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $3.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2 get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.